Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hi, Anthony again here at WPPI Conference and Expo. I'm talking to Scott Kelby. Tell us, I talked to your brother briefly, but tell us what's happening new at Scott Kelby.
Well, I guess the biggest news is that we combined the National Association of Photoshop Professionals, which is obviously a Photoshop training organization, with our photography training organization, which was called Kelby Training. So the two of those came together into just what's called Kelby One. So anybody that joins this association gets all of the benefits. They get Photoshop User Magazine, they get all of the tutorials from Knapp, they get all of the training. I mean, over 500 classes on photography and from, you know, household names in photography. You know, so it's all of the big names, anybody you can think of that would be really, that you really want to learn from, they're already there.
Okay, great. And what else? Now, online, of course, you have tutorials and you have CDs available and all of that.
Well, we're pretty much onto the online now. I mean, that's really, I think, the future of education. So we've really invested heavily in that online stuff. And we what we try to do is, you know, We're creating this education for photographers, right? We're visual people. We're creative people. And how it looks really matters to us. So we try to put, like, cinematic quality. Like, we want our training classes to look like you're watching a Discovery Channel documentary, but we're teaching you. So, for example, if we're doing a class on wildlife photography, we don't stand in a studio and look at pictures. We go to Montana on location where you're shooting big game right out in, you know, in the wild. When we're teaching how to light dancers, well, we don't do it in the studio. We go on location to New York City with a ballerina from the New York City Ballet. We try to take it to the level that photographers would go, yeah, that's what I want to do, and that's how I want to do it. And our job is to not just present it beautifully and cinematically, but to present it in a way that really clicks and makes our students be able to go and do the exact same look. That's our goal. If they can get the looks that we're teaching, then we've done our job.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. How do you combine your busy lifestyle? Because I know you like music, and you have Photoshop and all of that. How's that going?
Well, it is a balance, right? I got two kids, and we're very involved, very, very involved in their life. My son's getting ready to go to college, so we're flying around to different campuses, figuring out where he's going to go. It's, you know what it is? I guess it's what you make your priorities. And so, you know, I fly a lot of red eyes. I take a lot of very short trips. Like if I'm shooting an NFL game, I may leave in the morning, shoot the game, get on a flight, and come home that very same day so I can be home with the family. Same thing with the music. You have to, if you love music, you find you make time for the things that you really love. And so, and I have two full-time assistants that help me in my life. Their only job is to make sure that I show up at certain places and do certain things. And it really, it's a tremendous, tremendous help having that kind of help. So those make it happen.
Well, the reason I ask is because that's sort of the same challenges that most photographers have. You know, they have their jobs. Some of them are pros and some of them have it on the side and then they try to balance. So from a guy like you to hear how you do it, that's something important.
Well, I think the thing that would surprise people the most is how little of my life I actually get to do photography. I talked with my assistant, and we figured that probably between 5 and 10% of my time is spent on photography. I mean, I run a business with 85 employees. My life is mostly meetings. HR meetings, accounting meetings, graphic design meetings, marketing meetings, executive meetings, all this kind of stuff. And so, just like a working photographer, you think, I want to be a full-time photographer so I can shoot all the time. Nope. When you're a full-time photographer, you work all the time. If you think you want to go pro so you can shoot more, give it a second thought. Because that's the great thing about not having to make a living as a photographer is you get to shoot as much as you want to. Once you become a pro, now you have to try to make sure that the business part of your life keeps you in business.
Well, great advice. One more last question, and is, well, how do you see the future of Photoshop? Because right now we're a prescription. At some point it's going to stop being $10 a month. How do you see that working out in the future?
Well, I don't think it's going to stop being $10 a month anytime soon. I think that's going to go on for a long, long time. That's just my own personal thing because it has been a massive success. They have over 1.6 million people now in the Creative Cloud. I think what you're going to see is more and more and more companies switching to that model. You're going to see more and more people going to the subscription model. And I think what we're going to see is the subscription model will be the future for software development from here on out.
Could you imagine doing that with camera equipment? a subscription per month, leasing it out so that you can pay as you go as well?
I think if it's like Adobe made it an option, right? You can still buy Photoshop CS6, or you can do the subscription. I think that all of a sudden a subscription plan for a camera would put the kind of cameras that a lot of people dream of in their hands, right? You can, you know, have a Canon 1DX or an Icon 4DS. You can have cameras that would be totally out of your reach. It would put it in the reach of some people. That's what Adobe's done with their subscription plan. You have people that never could afford Photoshop. $10 a month they can afford, but $700 at one time, maybe not. So I think that in some ways, I think as long as it is an option, like Adobe has done too, then in that case, I think it would be a great thing.
Well, good. I agree. I'm glad we agree. Appreciate your time, and good luck.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And, of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time, so long.